Welcome to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, where it's not too late to shine. We bring you transformative information for small business owners, entrepreneurial insight, wisdom, and secrets to aid you to be seen, be heard, and get paid, to catapult your life to more impact, success, and freedom. Now, please welcome your host, the platform builder herself, Dr. Renee Sunday.
Dr. Renee Sunday Show. I know you're having a good time wherever you are. It could be morning, evening, night, wherever it is. You know, we even have people, we looked at the statistics. We have people all the way in Ireland. So, hey, way over there. You guys, I thank you. They like that southern tone, okay? But we just thank you for believing in us. I always say that because we see the analytics, so we know what the general countries you're from, the cities and stuff like that. So thank you for believing us. But I want to let you know that we believe in you as well, because the things that's inside of you right now, your dreams, your goals, and of course the purpose and the reason you were created, someone needs that right now. Somebody right now don't know their direction. Somebody right now don't know the next step. Somebody right now is praying for what you have inside of you that's easy for you, because that's what your purpose is things that's easy, right? So that's what we like to do. We like to bring you information that we all can make wise decisions here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. And we have a powerhouse couple here, okay? We're going to actually, shoot, you never know, we may have a deliverance through the phone, okay? Because there's no distance in the spirit, okay? Amen.
Yes!
Amen.
We have the duo here with us, Lashonda Lamb and Pastor Willie Lamb Jr. These amazing, they Georgia-based, so you know we already got in common, right? But the great thing that they are architects behind, they actually, they're prophetic, okay, ooh, Lord. I said, Lord, they probably know how, my three diagnoses, that's what I said. No, I'm just kidding. But the prophetic worship song, they are very articulate. I kind of noticed in the green room. They're very knowledgeable, but they actually have a great voice as well. They actually have an amazing new single named Deeper. And you guys, you're going to, okay, you already know. You got to, purchase a CD, okay? The digital outlet, you know what you got to do. But the thing is, the song was birthed through, guess what? The thing we should do without ceasing, that is intercessory prayer, right? And they recorded it all with top notch. That is very astute. So you know what I mean. It's done the right way. When you see the cover, you're going to see royalty. You're going to see genuine. You're going to see what we actually need to display as being men and women of God, right? Amen. We want to welcome this amazing duo, the Lambs, to the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. Are you there?
All right, how you doing?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, let's do this. If I briefly introduce you, tell us, if it's okay, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Okay. I'll start off first, and then I'll let him jump right in. We have been married a total of 7 years. Together between the both of us, we have 10 children. When I married him, he had 7. I had 2. We had 1. We have 10. We love to worship. We love to pray together. We do a lot of traveling at times. We do a lot of, both of us are in the process of writing a book. So we're doing that. And we're always trying to find ways to better ourselves in the kingdom. And that's pretty much us in a nutshell. Bae, you got anything you need to say?
Yes, I'll just add on to that. My wife, she just kind of summed it up a little bit, amen, so that, it's still more I could talk about, but basically, us, I'm talking about the CD a little bit and how we actually, God gave us that song during intercessory prayer one morning. It was at one of our churches that we had before we was at the other church that we were purchasing, but Hurricane Michael destroyed our last church. We were purchasing it, and we were doing some work in there. We had a restaurant. We had all kind of stuff going. But, I guess God knew better. And the awesome part about that is that the song still was birthed, but we just never finished it. But just what, maybe about 2 years ago, God just really simply have He gave us that, and we're simply just doing the work of the Lord. And I appreciate God for his move and what he's done for us. It hasn't been all gravy, but it's been great. I don't know if you caught that or not.
Talk about it.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's life, though, isn't it? Let's actually talk about that just in general.
Yes.
I want to talk about this because this is, you rarely hear this. And, you know, we have a lot of duos that do things together,
right.
and especially doing together in ministry. Tell us how that works, because you husband and wife working on the project
right.
together. And you sort of say, which that is totally different,
ma'am.
You know, than like a brother and sister, for example. So tell us a little bit about that experience, if it's okay, because a lot of people sometimes say, ooh, I want to work with my wife on the project. I don't want to work with my husband on the project. But tell us about that, because, of course, like you just said, it will be ups and downs, right?
Yeah. Now, when we first started, it's very interesting how we started singing together as a group, because when we first started our ministry, you know, sometimes there's nobody there. It was just me and him. When he had to go preach places, we didn't have a choir. I was the praise team. I was the usher. I was everything. So I began to sing before he would preach. And on the second and fourth weekends, we would have our children, and all my kids can sing. So they would sing with us, but it just appeared that when their dad had to go speak, I was the person that would have to go throughout the week to sing with him. I absolutely love singing with him. It's not hard at all because he allows me to flow prophetically. He is my backgrounder. Most of the times, or sometimes, he will lead a song, but for the most part, he just follows me and allow me to flow in whatever vein I go with. And it's so easy because if I go to the left with something, I don't have to open my eyes because I already know. He know where I'm going. If we go somewhere else and we, you know, merge together with different praise teams or anything like that, and I'm leading the song, he's always in the background, you know, showing them, okay, she's going to take this song to a whole nother level. Let's just flow. So I would call him the flow in the group. He helped me flow, and he gives me room to do whatever God has for me to do with no restrictions. And that's what I love about him. There's no jealousy, there's no competition, and it's easy to sing with him and for the Lord. I mean, he motivates me. His energy does. It just motivates me to go even deeper with the Lord. So that's all I got to say about it.
Well, you know I'm going to interject right there. I'm going to put my 2 cents in because she put her 20 cents in. But I'm going to put my 2 cents in on that. And I'm going to say, just like I gave you all the comment earlier, or the illustration earlier about it had been gravy, but it's been great. I have been saying that that we gave up, we're giving up on one another. No, when we go through things, that's the awesome part about it, because when we go through together. So even what she was just saying about the singing and all that, I appreciate her, because I've always told her this, especially when we had the church and we had our members. I said, you know what, my wife is my best member, because if nobody else show up, nobody else will pat me on the back, nobody else to encourage me. She
that's
always
it.
Would encourage me. You know, and if didn't nobody ever go, of course she had no choice but to go, because that's my wife. You know, unless she just couldn't make it. But she never, I've never really been in the world by myself, and same thing vice versa with her. I never really had to do ministry work or do the assignment that God had given me by myself, because she was always by my side. And even with her, like she was saying about singing, I love it. You know, I used to sing in different little groups and stuff like that, you know, played drums. I was a musician, and I would sing on the drums, and we're having a little, it was a little quartet contemporary group. But it was just a big difference when me and my wife came together, because God just pushed us to a place where, you know, we had to sing. She was already singing, I was singing, but, you know, she was more of the leader. Like she said, I do background. You might catch me doing a song or two that I may lead a song, but that's because she pushed me to lead it. I never say, hey, babe, I want to lead a song. No, I know my place, because I know what God calls me to be, the pastor, the prophet, you know, the teacher, whatever God calls me to be. But at the same time, I don't try to overstep my boundaries. I try to, like she said, there's no jealousy in this, because it's all ministry. When she represent God, she represent me as well, the same vice versa. When I represent God and do what God calls me to do, I'm representing her. So once again, it's all about becoming one, and that's what we do. And she told you the story about church, you know, what we did with our kids and what we did by ourselves. And that's what it takes. You know, you when God have given you an assignment and God have called you to do the very things he called for you to do, the best thing is to do is just, you just do it. We can't wait. We can't wait on nobody else. We can't hesitate, but we just continue to move on and go forward.
Yes. Oh, Lord, that's powerful there. I mean, you actually sparked something that I think we need to kind of address. And then, now, especially with things that, you know, on in life, you know, that I mean, we, you know, losing jobs, getting jobs, that,
right.
You know,
yes.
All this that's going on in the world right now that unprecedented. I think our mayor here actually said that, and I said, that's a good choice word that she said,
yeah.
Mayor Keisha Bottom, and here in Atlanta. Talk about that because the reason I want you to, because a lot of people have to literally, and I'm talking for myself, I ran for ministry for a while, but in regards of, I had to fall in the wells in a way. Tell us, how can, I know you guys seen, so, you know, you probably seen him when you was a child, but any clues to help people if they saying, golly, what should I be doing in life?
Well, the first thing, I'll say this, me being a pastor, and even with counseling people about this, because even when I do my Facebook Live on Tuesdays, Transformation Tuesday, and we have people inbox us or just running into some people, they would ask me that question. I had one guy just simply ask me that probably about 2 months ago. So he was watching the live, and God was just speaking through it, and he was like, he really didn't want to know what his call or what his purpose was in God. So my first thing as I tell him is, first and foremost, you know, you got to have that relationship with him, and you got to have, got to kind of understand and know, you know, when God, you know, if you're petitioning and asking God to do something, then you got to be in a place where you got to sit down and be quiet and let him talk now. Because if you want God to reveal those very things or the assignments or whatever you're supposed to be doing in him and for him, then, you know, you got to be in a place that you could, first and foremost, you ask him, and then you allow him to tell you. But sometimes, every now and then, majority of the time, we always asking and don't get into a place where we get quiet and allow God to speak to us. So that I've always went that route first. Every now and then, you know what God does? He'll use another individual. He'll use a man or woman of God to prophesy, to speak over your life, or just simply give you instruction. So, you know, that's another way as well. But it's nothing like you just sitting down, you having that relationship with God, and then him speaking to you and telling you and showing you what it is that you need to do. Because not just only will he tell you, but he'll show you. Because he will show you. And that's the part that's what I really, really love about God, because he won't fail us or forsake us. But at the same time, when he instructs us, he's going to give us from A to Z. He never gives us something and then, you know, where he leaves out anything. No, God is complete. He gives us everything that we need, and if we just get into that place to understand what he wants us to do, then, you know, we'll kind of understand and see where we're supposed to be going or what we're supposed to do.
And to piggyback on that a little bit, a lot of times God will show you a strength naturally, and it'll transfer over to something that you're good at spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. Naturally, I could sing. So when I did give my life to the Lord, he used what I was good at. I'm also real good. I'm not a good decorator, but I've always been good with using my hands, doing things on the computer. So when we transfer over to ministry, I was able to build a website, create the Facebook ministry page, create advertisement for the ministry. So he uses the things that we're good at naturally, and it transfers over to the spiritual.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. So I have to throw that in there because that flow right there. But let's get back again, ladies and gentlemen. So tell us, you said that your CD came through from Intercessory Prayer. But tell us about how did you, because I love when people talk about how did they name something. How did you actually get the inspiration of naming your CD and your music? Because that the name, when y'all hear the name, you heard it earlier. But tell us a little bit about that, because that actually puts people in a perspective of what they're going to experience in the project by what's the name.
Amen. Well, that morning when we got to church and the instrumental was playing, I began to hear the Lord saying, deep cries out to deep cries out to deep. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. And my husband began to sing after me, deep cries out to deep. And that's what God was telling us. he wanted us to go deeper. And throughout, we got finished recording this song in 2018. And I can tell you this, our marriage took a big hit in 2018. And God took us back to the song to remind us that in everything that we were going through, that he was taking us both deeper. So that's why it's so special to us. That's why it means so much to us. Because at the beginning, we were just singing, deep, cries out to deep. But as we got through and got ready to produce and release, we understood what he was saying. Okay, so you got to go back to the deep place to commune with me, for me to give you answers, for me to reassure you. If you go deep with me, I'll pull you out. And that's what he did. He met us in the deep. He delivered us in the deep. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing and has done.
And I'll say this as well, because when she starts singing this song, the church where we were at, that was the church right before the other church that got messed up by Hurricane Michael. I remember that place in that time, because me as the pastor, I got a phone call that morning before the service, and God just really, through that song right there, God just really ministered, and we sung it. I don't even know how long we sung it, but, you know, the Spirit of God was just moving all over the place. And then at the end of the service, I remember one of our members asked us, did y'all write that? Because majority of the songs that would come through intercessory or exaltation was nothing that we wrote down. Me and my wife, we rehearsed and do our praise and worship and all that stuff, but this was never rehearsed. So we know this was straight from the Holy Ghost. You know, the Holy Spirit moved. You know, we open our mouth and we start singing. So, you know, that's a blessing as well, because, you know, we would ask and want to write down a song or have a meaning of a song and all that stuff. But when God just simply pours out a song through the vessel, or just we open our mouth and God just start having his way. And I'm talking about, it was just a move of God. I don't even remember the service message that day, but I remember that song. We can always remember that song that God gave us. And like my wife was saying, yes, turmoil hit. Yes, it was a lot of stuff. We went through some tests. We went through some trials. But we stand here today in 2020, letting people know that, hey, we still stand strong. You know what I'm saying? And that's
yes.
The best part about it, because the deeper we got in God, and we got rid of ourselves, because we had some stuff going on even with ourselves, you know, our thoughts or our actions. So we had to get rid of that stuff too, because, you know, our fleshly thoughts and all that would have took us took us deep, but not the deeper in God.
Y'all better say that. I just love y'all energy. Do you guys do marriage ministry as well? Do y'all teach?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
you better hurry up.
No, that's what we do on the side. Yeah. I forgot to interject that. We do a lot of marriage counseling. We do one-on-one. We do via messenger. We do phone calls. We have people come over to our house, because that's another passion that we have, is to see marriages blossom. You know, marriage, just everybody, sometimes you're going to take a hit. You know, some people can't take the lick and keep on ticking. But the both of us together, we help couples to take the lick sometimes. You have to go get you some Band-Aids and some peroxide and whatever else you need, but you don't give up on each other. So that's one of the things that God showed us even with this song, is that if you're going to go deep, you got to hold his hand. He's going to hold your hand. And if you both sink, you're going to sink together, but you better rise together too. When you start coming back on surface, I'm not going to leave him in the deep. You coming up, and I'm coming up, and we coming out. And that's just what we do. I mean, I can go on and on and on about Mr. over there, you know, because I love him, and I love what God is doing in our lives. And I wouldn't have it no other way with nobody else but him, you know?
I'm going to give you a little nugget. I don't have to interject on this, but I'm going to give a nugget. You can't go over what you got to go through. So I'm going to leave that right there.
Hey, glory.
Yeah, that's the message all about. So you can't go over what you got to go through.
That's it. That's a Twitter blast of TSA out on social media. That's powerful. You guys are so inspirational. That's what I want to do. You know, because time goes by so quickly. But I want to get this in, because I know personally some people that want to launch out into the music industry. And, you know, a lot of people say, they singing this song, they ain't going to like my song. My song's too similar to somebody else's song. What kind of wisdom can you give on people, especially people love to come here to the Atlanta area and just Georgia in general to launch, you know, music business, you know, secular and not secular, you know, non-secular. What advice can you give us in regards of kind of launching out or even, you know, because you know you seem like a bird, everybody stop and say, whoa, what is this? So give us some pointers on that if someone want to embark into that.
I would say you have to do your research on the sound that you're trying to release, because everybody don't hold the key to your to what God has given you. So you pray about it, you research, you listen to things that the people have produced, you talk to different producers, you get different prices, and then you pray, and you pray, you pray, and ask God to lead you with whatever the sound you're trying to release to the person that can release it for you. Because just because somebody got all the equipment and, you know what I'm saying, and can do all this, but is that where God would have you to be? Because it makes a difference when you're working with the people that you're working with. You know, we went through Christopher Lowe with Lowe Production, and I would suggest him to anybody. If you don't know where to go or what to do, Christopher Lowe is perfect. He loves the Lord for real. He's married for real, and he does an excellent job, and he loves what he does. And sometimes you have to ask other people that produce, you know, can they point you in another direction, you know, because they know people. If this ain't something you do, you got to get with somebody that do this, and they can also, you know, direct you as well. But I would say be prayerful about the sound that you're trying to release. You know, you don't want to go to the hole in the wall producers when you're trying to release something prophetic. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You kind of want their personal lifestyle, and I know we can't control that, but as much as possible, I want you to be as close to the cross as possible. That's just my preference.
And I'll say this too, just being mindful of my wife say, you know, definitely, of course, you know, since we are gospel, we are in the gospel field, you know, also gospel artists have our CD and stuff. It's best that, like she said, we definitely got to pray. And also, you know, it's good to kind of, you know, kind of do your research, but also do interviews with your producers. You know, see what else they have done. You know, see who else they've produced, and see what it sounds like. Because you know, you can say, okay, I've heard such and such, I heard such and such, but have you really heard them? You know, somebody may have told you about them, but have you actually heard their work first and forehand, and you know, heard what they can do? You know, so that's another thing too. I just interjected that because she pretty much said everything else that and it makes sense that you just pretty much got to find that sound, you know, and that's what it really depends upon, you finding that sound. Because you can get in the studio, somebody may want you to sound like such and such, but that's not who you are. So if you're gonna go in somewhere, record something, record you. You know, don't let nobody change who you are and what God has given you, especially
right.
If God has already given you a sound. So that's another thing too, because we've been that place. We've been there where somebody want to change you and make you sound like this and make you sound like that, but it's really not you. So.
Yeah, that's powerful. Yes, you said that. Oh, Lord, time go by so quickly here. What I want to do is let you guys know if you have anything on your heart that you want to share as you come down to the end of this session. And please, of course, we're going to want to know how to get your CD, how to book you for different, you know, different church programs, or we having a, you know, a conference, and we need you to come in and sing, and then they can talk about the workshop and turn around and sing, okay?
Amen. Well, in closing, I know everybody's going through, some people are going through, we all going through differently right now. Things are changing. But one thing for sure, God never changes. And we would like for you guys to worship with us if possible. You can download Deeper. We want you to go deeper with us. You can download it on Amazon Music, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, all digital outlets. And it will say LaShonda Lamb and Willie Lamb. And that is Deeper. You can also reach us on our website, which is www.thelambsworship.mystripling.com. And you can go to our Facebook page, which is Willie LaShonda Lamb. We share one Facebook page. You can message us there on our profile, the About Me section, both of our websites. are there, and if you're local or you want us to mail you a CD, even if you're not local, if you want a hard copy, we can mail you a CD. You just reach out to us in Messenger or via Facebook or any of the digital, Instagram or anything like that, and we will personally mail you a copy of the CD. And on Instagram, it's the Lamb's Worship. And again, you know, we just want you guys to worship with us, and we pray that this song is a blessing to the hearers, and that you do, and it does ignite and re-spark your fire, your revival, everything, as you go deeper with the Lamb. Husband?
Oh, Lord.
She wanted me to interject, don't they, that she said everything? I'm just messing with you. But no, we really thank God. We really thank God for this opportunity and privilege, amen, as we can pretty much share our help, encourage, or whatever it is that God has for us to do, because, once again, this is all ministry. When we actually started pastoring, and even with the CD and everything, it's always been ministry. It's always been assignments for us. God has taken us from beginning to not even right now. We're not even in the middle of what God is doing in our lives. I'm just talking about my life, and me and my wife's life. But there's others out there. We can encourage you if this is something that you are desiring to do, sing, ministry, or whatever it may be. First and foremost, you know, you want to put God first. And I'm gonna put this on there because if you're married, just like us, we're married. We have kids. We have jobs. We have our own businesses. Different things that we do. The books we're writing. You gotta balance. You got to have balance. God first, you know, husband, wife, husband, children, you know, however it goes, if that's how it flows in your life. But you got to have balance, because if you don't balance yourself out, you'll run yourself crazy. You'll run yourself raggedy. So you want to make sure that you're balancing things out so that you can outweigh the good from the bad and just keep it pushing, because there's going to be some things in life that's going to come up. The trials are going to come and the tests are going to come. But the awesome part about it is, as long as we're passing it and we're going through in God, that's all that matters. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. I love it. Hallelujah. Boy, you're right. You guys are so powerful. I just love your spirit. I love that God, things that God is doing and continue to do in your life. First of all, I want to thank you for being in your purpose. But then the second, we want to thank you so much for taking time out your busy schedule to be here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. If you need me for anything, you need us for anything, give us, you know, don't hesitate to contact us.
Amen. We won't.
Yeah, amen. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, you know I have the information. If you didn't get it, we got the information on how to do this powerful. You know, they hit that note there earlier, and I almost just fell out. But powerful. Okay, amen. But you guys, you know,
amen.
We love you here. All of us go through up and down, all of us, but you know, we got to trust in God and lean not to our own understanding, right? And if we do that,
amen.
You know, he's going to direct us, right? He's going to direct us. He's always
amen.
With us. You know, if you, I just feel that, you know, because mental health is real. You know, I am an anesthesiologist
yes.
as well. And we can, you know, we got that directory. It's okay to have counseling, okay? It's okay, all right? And it's all confidential when anyone reaches out to myself. And, of course, the guests that I have, I know the hearts of these young people that actually we talk to today. They just powerful, okay? And so we're here to help people and advance God's kingdom, because he does love you, and we love you as well. You know, if you want to be a guest here on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show, or you want to publish a book, if you want to get the magazine started, if you want to start your own podcast, get in contact with us at reneesunday.com. That's Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, Sunday.com. I want you to know you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. We have to do three things. We have to believe, we have to trust, and we have to walk it out. You know the rest. We got to don't stop. We got to get it. And what are we getting? We're getting our purpose, and we're getting our purpose now. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I thank you for being here. We love you on the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. And we'll see you next time, you guys. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. You guys, we have a surprise for you. We actually have the duo. They're going to do a little They're going to look some forward. They're going to actually show us that they are just, I mean, this is a gift from God. See, now, I won't do the background this time, okay? They didn't say I could, you know, help this. I said the background now, but we're going to see some amazing duos. Oh, God, they just saw LaShonda and Willie Lamb. They're going to sing for us. So we just sit back and relax. Now, if you're driving, you may want to, you know, pull over for a minute. But you guys, please, take it away.
Amen. I love Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Amen.
Woo, y'all better say something. I'm going to hit one point. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. But God bless you, God. Woo, Lord, I'm just saying this. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you guys. And y'all administer to us, okay? We thank you so much. This is the Dr. Renee Sunday Show. You guys, go and hit that button. Hit that button so that they told you to go buy it. Now tell us again when we can actually get your digital download.
You can go to Amazon Music, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and all digital outlets. You will type in LaShonda Lamb and Willie Lamb, and it should come up as Deeper. And also, leave us a custom review. If you're going deeper with us, if it's been a blessing to your life, leave us a custom review on Amazon.
Woo! Amen. Thank you, and thank you.